The United Counties of Prescott and Russell, the UCPR, will begin construction of a roundabout at the intersection of St. Albert and Notre Dame Roads on May 12, 2025. This spot, known locally as Coin Carotte, is currently a four-way stop intersection. Jérémy Bouchard, Director of Public Works for the UCPR, explains what led to the decision to move forward with this project.
In 2019, we started looking at many intersections within the counties, and that one obviously there was a lot of traffic queuing on that intersection, and there still is. So we decided to conduct a municipal class environmental assessment in 2021. Basically, MCA, which is a shorter term. The MCA is a study that basically compares many types of upgrades, including traffic signals, other type of roundabouts, such as two lanes, single lanes, and even the status quo at that point. So once you go through the EA process or the MCA process, the report basically gives you a direction or a recommendation in terms of what type of improvement should be implemented. It looks at many different categories or policy or design requirements, such as transportation, social economic environment, the impact on nature itself. So all these criteria are looked into each individual alternative, and basically the best alternative at the end of the report is the recommendation. So the alternative of the single lane roundabout was recommended back then in 2021, and then we start off with the design, or we continue with the design, and we're at the stage of construction in 2025, since other prioritized project basically took over that one before, but we're at that stage at this point. So, like I said, it's a single lane roundabout that was chosen during that process.
Jérémy Bouchard outlines the three-phase construction plan and how traffic will be maintained throughout the project.
We're closing the St. Albert Road, which is County Road number 5, basically from Notre Dame Street or Route 500 West to Route 400. This is the first phase. So the first phase is St. Albert closed, and the detour will be through Notre Dame, St. Joseph, and Route 400 if you're heading southbound, like towards St. Albert. This basically leaves the full intersection open, so all the traffic from Castleman to Embrun, you'll be able to flow, and the same with the 417 access. Once we have the first phase completed, we're going to be closing off a portion of Route 500 West from Limoges Road to Rollin Street, which is a little side road that is currently closed or a dead end just behind the Petro-Canada, which will be repaved and reopened to permit flow from Route 500 West to Limoges Road, and you'll be able to access either going north to the 417 or Limoges, or south, you'll be able to go through Notre Dame to access Embrun at that point. So the entire intersection will kind of remain fully functional during that construction period, except that, yes, there is some road closures, St. Albert, Route 500. And once we have completed these two phases, we're going to be reopening Route 500 West and St. Albert Road, but we'll be closing off a portion of Limoges between the intersection and the Rollin to finish off the work. So it's like a three-phase project kind of thing. During that time period, we might have full closures of the intersection for shorter period of times, like 1 to 2 days maybe, to try and get the best product possible in terms of paving. We are not exactly sure how and when we're going to be doing that. We're currently in discussion with the contractor to see what would be the best approach for paving operation during that time and having the best product possible and having the least joints or paving joints in the actual roundabout. Also, possible flagging, one lane closed, and alternative traffic during that period.
The project, supported by Canada Community Building Fund, which provides financial assistance to local communities for the development of essential infrastructure, has an estimated total cost of $3.2 million.
The Canada Community Building Fund is a stable fund that is, I guess, predictable, and we have certain agreements with the government of the amount of funding for X number of years, and we usually have a certain amount yearly that is transferred to the counties, which can be used for any type of infrastructure projects, such as like bridge replacement, road rehabs, intersection improvements. And this year, it was decided to allocate these funds towards that roundabout project during the budget discussion in 2024 for the 2025 budget. So we allocated all the funds from the CCBF to this project. So it's about, I'm going to say, near $3.2 million in terms of Canadian investment towards that project. So we're utilizing all the funds for that project, basically.
Construction is expected to be completed by the end of fall 2025. This has been Rose Greslaw for CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.